Morning, Jess.
We're going to talk about our favorite Christmas movies.
I am
really excited about this because I love movies and I love Christmas. So when you combine those two, I'm a happy little Vegemite. Who are we kicking off with? Chris, Bruce, anyone want to go first with their favorites?
Yeah, okay, I'll go first.
Okie dokie.
Awesome.
It's like you're saying, you know, Christmas, so many traditions, but I feel like here watching movies on Christmas and Christmas movies is such a big thing.
Yeah.
I always go to movies like the cinema on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow,
because it's empty. I love going to the cinemas on Christmas
Day.
Wow,
okie dokie.
And Boxing Day, obviously, there's always a big release. Like back in the day, Lord of the Rings used to be the big ones like every year.
Yeah.
You could wait for them. But so my Christmas movie that I picked this year is a classic. It's Die Hard.
Okay.
Yeah. Love Die Hard.
I've never seen Die Hard.
You've never seen Die Hard?
I've never seen Die Hard.
What's the best way to explain Die Hard? So, do you know anything about it?
Nope.
Okay. So, Bruce Willis is in it.
Okay.
And so, it's basically about this guy who is just, he's in a troubled relationship. He's
okay.
Kind of separated from his wife.
Yep.
And so, for Christmas, he's trying to make an effort. He's going to visit her in LA. And she's become this successful, like, vice president of this company.
Good on her.
And he's
go girl.
Exactly. So, he's a cop in New York. So, he goes there to try and fix his relationship. And while he's there, terrorists take over the building. And and he's the only
how
man.
How unfortunate. What bad luck.
And he's the only man on the inside that can help.
Oh. Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And then film ensues.
But it's set at Christmas. So it's like a Christmas movie.
It's like a grown-up Home Alone from what I can imagine.
Yeah, kind of actually, yeah.
But in like an office. If it is the plot.
In an office building, yeah.
Yeah.
So it stars Bruce Willis and Alan Rickman.
Oh, I love Alan Rickman. Mm-hmm.
Alan Rickman is the bad guy, Hans Gruber. He plays this German guy. And it's a great film, a lot of good action, good characters. But I think my favorite part is actually just, there's this one scene where Alan Rickman he's an Englishman playing a German doing an American accent. He's doing like an accent within an accent.
Accent inception.
Exactly, accent inception. And he's just, I don't know, like for some reason, every time I see that scene, I'm always looking at him like, isn't that amazing? I always get really excited when that scene comes up.
He's really good at it. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I like this one.
Yeah.
So I will have to watch it tonight.
Highly recommend Die Hard for anyone who hasn't seen it.
I'll have to watch it.
And there are a bunch of sequels as well, right?
There's a bunch of sequels. So there's four other Die Hards, and they get progressively worse as they go on. But the titles are always really good.
Yeah.
So it's the first one's just called Die Hard.
Yeah.
The second one's called Die Hard 2 Die Harder.
Okay.
The third one's called Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah.
Then the fourth one is called Live Free or Die Hard. And then the fifth one is called A Good Day to Die Hard. And by that time, he's like 65.
Dear God.
And do they all take place at Christmas?
No, they don't take place at Christmas. So the whole Die Hard franchise is very simple. Like mechanic is that John McClane, he always says the same catch line, which is he always says, how can the same thing happen to the same guy twice? Like, you know, he's always just the only guy in this situation who can help. And it's annoying because in each film, his playground gets a little bit bigger. So what makes the first one good is just he's the only guy in this building.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's the one man on the inside. And then the second one, he's the only man in this airport. Like, okay. And then the third one, he's like, he's the only man in New York City. You're like, all right. And then it's like, he's the only man in the state of, you know, California. And then in the fifth one, he's like, he's the only man in Russia. So he's got the entire country this time. So
oh my God.
They just make his playground bigger. And he just becomes more sophisticated. But like, you see the first film and he's just like, you know, a beat cop. And then he's like taking down nuclear weapons in the fifth one. So it just kind of doesn't.
Wow.
And he's like 65. So somehow with age, I don't know, he got better.
Oh my God.
More important.
He hit the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He got studying.
Yep.
Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so watch the first one.
I'm on board. And then just progressively get sleepier.
Yeah, yeah. More disappointed.
Yeah.
First one and the third one.
And
those are my favorites.
Okay.
The third one's got Samuel L. Jackson in it.
So oh, I love
it. It's like a buddy cop one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. What have you got, Chris?
I've got an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie called Jingle All the Way.
Oh, my God.
It's a classic. It's from 96.
I haven't seen this either, but I haven't already.
It's actually the only Arnold Schwarzenegger movie I've ever seen. I didn't grow up with Terminator or Total Recall or anything like that.
Okay.
I remember going to the cinemas when I was 10 and seeing this movie and just even finding it bad then, but bad in a fantastic way.
Okay. Like,
it's about two rival fathers. Right. One is a very stressed out mattress salesman played by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
As you would.
The world's buffest mattress
salesman. Yeah, exactly. As we were saying off air, he basically benches mattresses. Yeah. Like he must.
He must.
Yeah. So, yeah, these two fathers are... And then there's a postal worker as well. And they're both trying to get a Turbo Man action figure for their sons on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And there's only one left. Oh. It's like a race for that.
That's hilarious.
It's hysterical.
That's wholesome. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems wholesome and sweet.
Yeah, there's a lot of
It's oddly not, though.
No.
That's the thing. It's actually really insane.
Yeah.
And I think what it really functions... On the desperation of Christmas.
Yes.
Everyone, because it's supposed to be a comedy, so obviously everything's really inflated, but everyone is just an insane person.
And yes.
These fathers,
True representation of Christmas.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
It's like all these, the fathers, the only thing that they can do right for their kid is to get them the right toy at Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's cute. Yeah,
neglectful dad for the rest of the year.
But yeah. I'm gonna
good dad if they
Christmas.
Get a Turbo
basically,
Man.
Yeah, basically, it's, yeah. It's so funny that he's a mattress salesman.
Yeah.
Because the movie starts off with where it's like, he's the dad that doesn't show up. And the kid's like,
why? Because he's selling mattresses.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
That's
he's so busy selling mattresses.
His son is like, he's like, oh, I'm graduating to Blue Belt today. He's like, Karate Kid. He's like, are you going to be at my ceremony,
No,
Dad?
I got some new posturepedics.
He's like, we just got the water beds in.
Yeah.
So literally, there's a scene where he's in the office. He's like, oh, I've got to handle the shipment of mattresses. And then it cuts to the little kid, and he looks around in the crowd.
Yeah.
He goes, huh. And then he karate chops this brick. his blue belt.
You can tell it's Arnie's son when he karate chops a brick.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Aww.
It actually got nominated for Worst Director for a Razzie Award.
Okay.
It lost, sadly. To Striptease.
Couldn't
which was
even
also
win
really
that.
Couldn't even win that.
It couldn't even win the best, the worst movie.
Yeah,
but
it's a
board.
Fantastically bad movie. It's one of those ones you can just lose yourself in and have a giggle.
I like
and,
that. I think it would be giggle-worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick
very
mention,
giggle-worthy.
Though, the scene at the end where Arnie actually dresses up as his son's hero, Turbo Man.
Yes.
And he has the sophisticated Iron Man suit.
Yes.
That sequence for the time, that was the first real... superhero Iron Man style kind of fight scene. Really.
Was it?
If I think about I don't remember seeing a movie that kind of did that before.
Yeah,
I'm just
realizing
it now. That was Iron Man before Iron Man came out. So
it's breaking some ground.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. But
there you go.
Couldn't save
couldn't save it. There is a straight to DVD sequel as well.
Oh my god.
Released in 2014.
Oh my god.
Let's just say this movie is not
magic.
Great.
It's
one of my favorite Christmas movies too.
I'd never heard of it.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic.
I watched a movie last night that everyone loves and I'd never watched. I haven't watched a lot of Christmas movies, I've realized. I think I just put Love Actually on repeat every year.
Oh yeah, that's a
but
good one.
I watched something that was on one of the free to air channels and I lost my mind. It's The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Great movie.
Jim Carrey. I am not Jim Carrey's biggest fan. I like absolutely nothing that he has done. I can't tell you a single film that I've liked of his, except for this one now. This was a fantastic film. It's kind of based on the Dr. Seuss book, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, which is actually a book in black and white. So all the colours and the craziness that you see in it was originally in majority black and white. So, it's actually based on a cartoon series and a comic, apparently, I've been reading this morning. Jim Carrey is the Grinch, and the makeup and the prosthetics that he put on every morning used to take about 3 hours to do every single morning, which is insane. He filmed for 96 days. So that's just the most insane amount of time. I know. We've just been do you know what? Let's just go through.
Yeah.
Let's just Full do method. It. Ron Howard directed. It's also got a really fantastic cast. It's got Taylor Momsen, who went on to do a few things. Christine Baranski, she is one of the best actresses, in my opinion. She's great. Yeah, some really great people. But it was just such a sweet film. But it was made in 2000. Mm-hmm. So the aesthetic is quite an old aesthetic because it's 17 years ago. And in film, that's a really long time. So I think if they remade it today, it would be incredible, but Cat in the Hat style weird still. Mm. But the humor in it was really good. And it was just a really sweet story. And I felt really sorry for the Grinch. And now I know what everyone's talking about when they talk about the Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I also identified a little too much with the Grinch. Mm. which was worrying and concerning considering how much I love Christmas. But when he was kind of being thrown up on the chair of cheer, the cheer chair, I think it's called.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, I would love to be on the cheer chair. Yes, this is the party for me. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And even when he's wallowing in self-pity saying he won't go anywhere, I'm like, I have done that like three times today. This is amazing. So that was my Christmas movie. But yeah, no, that's my Christmas movie pick for this year because I've watched it for the first time. You can't beat Love Actually, though.
Love Actually is just...
Yeah, Home Alone, another good one. Yeah. I remember watching... It's not really a Christmas movie, but it's got a Christmas song in it. Mm-hmm. The Band-Aid. Do you guys remember Band-Aid? Well, not remember. I don't think any of us were old enough to remember it when Bob Geldof did Band-Aid.
Yeah, 1985,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, 85 or something. So... There's a kind of documentary series on that whole situation, which was incredible as well. There's so many good Christmas movies out there. I feel so lovely and inspired. I want to go home, eat candy canes, watch Christmas movies, and then have a tummy ache.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jess.
Chris and Bruce, they're two of our wonderful producers with their Christmas movie picks.